Hello guys, welcome to our season 3 of University Magazine podcast. We haven't been releasing a podcast since I believe 2020. Things has been hectic. Our podcast was not going that well, so we didn't produce a lot of content for podcast, but mostly we focused on creating the content for TikTok as well as YouTube and other platform. And we said let's reevaluate our podcast. Obviously, with students going back to school for the year 2021-2022, we said it's better this time that we launch the podcast and see. So in this episode, we're going to talk about five things to do this summer before we go back to college. Right, obviously, attending orientation, developing a financial plan, having time to enjoy the summer will help you prepare for college while moving from high school to a college can be a challenging. Arriving on campus well prepared can help you be successful. Expert advice that to kids to spend the summer between high school and college planning for upcoming school year, as well as like talking to your friends who are going to be going to that school, so you can maybe become a roommate or join the same sport team. A student may view the summer as time for a fun game. There should be a penalty of that, but also time for them to think about their financial future. Incoming freshmen should definitely think of where to stay, how they're going to plan out where to eat, etc. A bunch of stuff with sport team to join, what fraud opportunity to join for their school. Obviously, we will say review the academic content. Expert advice that a student concerned about being academic and prepared for college to examine information gained in high school, thrive improving on skills. For example, the Massachusetts president of Western New England University, Robert, said encourage students to review the courses that they did in the senior year, such as math, English, science, and essay writing, because those are the similar thing that you will do in college. The student can also do a head start. That means you can contact the instructor, request the syllabus early, and you can start planning for that. Obviously, everybody's a different learner. Some people are visual learners. So it's better that you prepare yourself before school start rather than going to school and saying, oh my God, I should not be in this class. Because college is expensive. You cannot afford to waste your student loan money you gave to school. So you want to take full advantage of that. Complete the summer reading, of course. There's so many books. Some institution requires the whole incoming freshman to read a book during the summer. I know Harvard does that, Yale does that. They give students certain amount of books to read before they actually even step on campus to prepare them to transition from high school to college. The most important thing is obviously you want to attend your orientation. If you do not attend your orientation, you're going to miss out on a lot of things. When your incoming student can meet instructors, staff, as well as future classmates at the orientation, the student can also register for classes, meet with academic advisors, prepare in the orientation activity, visit the college, become acquainted with the campus. In the week, a freshman orientation, many institutions also provide pre-orientation session for students to get to know their classmate as well as the professor. Orientation can also be a good opportunity to learn more about the community in which the college is located. Or the fourth year, third year students will kind of walk you through campus, encourage you to explore the campus. They have a sport team, they have a hockey team, you name it, the university will have different activities for everybody. You want to take advantage of that and, you know, make friends, as well as get to know where the grocery store is, what number to call, where is the emergency, where the campus police are, as well as connect with classmates. Incoming students can frequently not require to wait until orientation to meet their future classmate or roommates. During the summer before freshman year, most students receive name emails of the freshman housemate. So you can email them, text them, get to know them pretty much before you actually arrive via email, call, FaceTime, etc. The options are unlimited. As well as you want to prepare yourself for your dorm life. It's going to be completely different from living at mom and pop's home. So when you arrive, moving day is around, I think, third week of August for many schools. You can visit the university site or the dorms, the residential website, to look at the checklist where they'll tell you what to bring and what not to bring. We want to make sure that you pack a lot of clothes. Make sure you pack necessary batteries, like for what do you call it? Noodles, ramen noodles. Obviously, they're huge. I remember when I went to university, like sometimes the university campus closed very early, like 11 o'clock, and like if you get scared to walk to like Domino's, etc., you can make yourself a ramen noodle and wait in the morning to have a good breakfast. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. I will see you guys next week. We want to do a shorter podcast. I think doing a longer podcast takes time to produce. I think if we do a shorter one, it's much faster and easier for us to kind of keep the podcast alive until we find like a permanent host. I definitely don't want to host the podcast because like I have other things to run in the organization. But make sure you follow us on your favorite social media, whether that's TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. If you have any question or concern, email us at team@universitymagazine.ca. Also visit universitymagazine.ca for the latest article and breaking news in university and college life. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.